Thomas Hoshana. So Maximilian made it that really cannot be the Yam, Rochel, that the present day Shishima and the year before is so vain, because in the period from Shimon to Levi, can only be Matir and Isa is Shisar of Shimon. But in the period from Shimon to Levi, cannot be Matir and Isa is Shisar. That was already how when Levi was born, and Levi was born before Shimon was the Yam. It's made of Rachelim. So the Yisrael Shisach of Reuven was Chal on Levi then. So now the Shimon dies, so we cannot say, because we should be Hashem before, so the Meile, the Mithira from Shimon to Levi, is not only Matia the Yisrael Shisach of Shimon, it's Matia the Yisrael Shisach of Reuven that was already Chal before. That we cannot say. But, so why does Rashi say, Hashli Shimon Hashem before? So the answer is this. Just as there is a deal of the Nisa Chalal Yisrael, that can say, that Shimon says, that the Nisa of Achizisho can have the Chalal and the Nisa of Achizisho. So in Leila, in the same Nisa, so the Nisa, one Nisa of Achizisho, can have the Chalal and another Nisa of Achizisho. Can have the Chalal and another Nisa of Achizisho. So in Leila, in the case of so there is no Yisrael Shisach. Yisrael Shisach of Reuven Chal. Why not? Because Reuven and Shimon took brothers. Now Reuven died and Rochel was returned for Shimon. Shimon was Miyav, Rochel. And then Levi was born. So when Levi is born, the first moment in the existence of Levi, whose wife is she? She's a Shishime, not a Shishime. Here before she was a Shishime. But when Levi is born, whose wife is she already? Rochel. She is a Shishima. So when Levi is born, so certainly the Yisrael Shisach of Shimon is Chal on Levi, the moment he is born. So in Leila we apply the same wonders of the Yisrael on Yisrael. And we say that since the Yisrael Shisach of Shimon is Chal on Levi, if it's Leila Barachemi, I mean if it's Yim Barachemi, I'm sorry, if it's Yim Barachemi, so when Levi is born, the first moment she's already the Yisrael of Shimon. So in Leila, she becomes Asura Levi Mitzah underscore of the Yisrael of Yisrael of Shimon. So in Leila, she cannot become Asura the same moment underscore of the Yisrael of Yisrael of Shimon. The same wonders as in Yisrael of Yisrael. So you say, but here is Masahat, and the Gemara says that Masahat, so Yisrael is Chal on Yisrael. So we have to say,
Because of Kira.
because it scales are the record. Now, in the case, that's in the case of Moshe Meretz Machkir Sakhar, he first put in my pocket, and then Shimon my way. So then, the Rabbanon says, because of Yitzhak Eo, so Yitzhak Machkir Sakhar is Chalon Yitzhak Machkir Sakhar. Suppose it's the other way around, that it's Moshe Chal Machkir Sakhar, first Shimon my way, and then Ruben my pocket, and then Ruben died. So then, we say also that a Yitzhak Chal is because it's amazing. In other words, to other parents. So then the Rabbanon, what Shimon says, that in Israel, even in Israel, even in Israel. So if it's not a mitzvah, it's not a chai. The Gemara says that one reason about it. If it's not a mitzvah, it's not a chai. So the Israel Shisach is chal first. So then the Israel Shisach is not chal on the Shisach, because in Israel, it's a mitzvah, it's a chai. If it's not a mitzvah, it's not a chai. So again, what Shimon says, that the Israel Shisach is chal first, and then the Israel Shisach is not chal on the Israel Shisach, because the Shimon holds in Israel, it's a chai, it's a chai. So, but when we have an example that even Rav Shimon would relate that the both is so in how the Israel Shisach is both one Basachas. How is a child Basachas? Ruben and Shimon appointed somebody as a Shriach to be Mikadesh, so Ruben appointed someone, the same person as Shimon appointed, as a Shriach, to be Mikadesh Hochel, and Shimon appointed the same person as a Shriach to be Mikadesh Leo, and then he was Mikadesh Hochel and Leo on behalf of Ruben and Shimon Basachas. So then Rav Shimon is made. Then Rav Shimon is made that is a halal alisa. So the isa of Chesisha is called isa of Chesach, isa of Chesach is called isa of Chesisha. Baka. Baka promises. Baka promises that the isa halal alisa even with Baka. Even if Ruben and Shimon appointed one person as a shliach to hand over the dish to a shliach of Rachel and Leah, where it's Basachas. So Baka promises that even in such a case we say in Sahara. So the question is, so which Yisrael is how? So Baka promises the Yisrael of Eshisach is how? Not the Yisrael of Eshisho, it is Basachas. Why the Yisrael of Eshisach? Because the Yisrael of Eshisach is more humble than the Yisrael of Eshisho. Why is the Yisrael of Eshisach more humble than the Yisrael of Eshisho? Because the Yisrael of Eshisho, Yisrael had to Allah, Lacham is a Sishte, Mashalikin, the Yisrael of Eshisach has no other except in Mokinim, but it has no other answer. So maybe the Yisrael Shisach is more common than the Yisrael Shisho. So, but Kapore would hold that in Yisrael Yisrael in Basachat. So which Yisrael is how? The Yisrael Shisach is how, because it's not more common. So we see that there is one and one of Kapore who says in Yisrael Yisrael, in Yisrael Yisrael in Basachat. And the reason is why we hold no matter of Kapore. That Yisrael is how Yisrael Basachat. So it's not because of the special dress of Kosovo. There is a distinction between Basachas and Mezachaseh. It is the same notice that applies to Mezachaseh. So it applies to Basachas too. But the business why we say in Basachas or Yisrael is Chalon Yisrael is because Malchosis. So Bachaboro holds, no, it's not Malchosis. Yisrael Yisrael is more humble, so there is a reason as to why the Yisrael Yisrael should be Chalon and the Yisrael of Achaseh should not be Chalon. So this is Bachaboro's role. But the others say, no, it's my hobby. But there is a reason as to why one is there should be held more than another is there. Then we could apply the concept of this, of the Yisrael Yisrael in Basachas too. So in this case, where it's in the case where it's Leila Bahajim Yidin, so when Levi was born, and that was before Shimon was Miyab and Rachel was Yisrael. So at that moment, and when Levi was born, what kind of an Ishisach was for Rachel? The Ishisach of Ruben. So at that moment she became Asuro. So she became Asuro mitzad the Yisrael of Ishisach of Ruben. So then, when she was not, and after that she went out, and she was already, so we say, truly, that the fear from Shimon's name can be Matia, the Ishisach of Shimon. But it cannot be Matthew of the Yisrael of Ruben. It cannot be Matthew of the Yisrael of Ruben. That was the way how. And Judah is a wonder of Shlishi Mikiyah Shemibo. So Shlishi Mikiyah Shemibo does not go so far to be Matthew of the Yisrael of Ruben. That was the way how. But when we say now, the Gemara says, that's how it 那这样子的情况，这等于是说，哎呀，还有什么有利息的什么，不能欺瞒你什么事情，你是对的。但咱们愿意，我不当，不能搞不，不能搞不。我还有我们心里是啥东西呢？很神奇，因为那对，那欺瞒里面的还有我们心里是啥东西？我谈的那欺瞒里面的还有东西吧？很神奇，没完，没干净，干净的是好，干净的是美。这人理想是啥东西？好本事，是美人，还有东西是啥东西？看起来是没啥，觉得是汉子，你是那个理想是好分，你想是啥子呢？他往你，你啥子理想是没正常的意思。所以说你，你可以汉人的起码可以，这个起码，黑黑我是没，那今我是汉，今你是那个理想的汉人，下不你我们，你下不你我，所以我们是没得从开始，一个开始，我们是没啥，我们是汉，所以我们没好黑哟，我把计算我是汉人，现在我们这个东西啥，对。人气们要一个要说说你底下还是小一些还有啊你说不是啥说你没有人气你大一说的你说的话还是小个大家还是小那好你好一下说我说你下面的你下面的我们发现你下还是小你说的都可以我给你下一些啥我是你下还是小的还有你又看说一下我说的怎么回事那另外是你可以从发现考虑这个批评你说什么大家我是嗨这里是黑黑一些啥和超分儿但是没有意思啊黑是小一点的车哦所以你跟他去嗨了帮你说这些啥人气能大一点是你说的是啥和什么好所以等于你说这些啥啊你说的黑是小一点的好所以等于你说这些啥等等等的批评等等的批评但不能去新人检测不会搞定一下我必须撒谎去没有那个给你说的你是完全一下的呢是那个社会外国是没当天哪外国是你一下的话还是想好了你一下的话你可能一下好一下那哪有一下我也是谁这意思是反过来的新人去听搞定一下我必须撒所以这样都比我那个是够所以那还是一下那还是一下的好所以没来所以
because she is a president and she's not a president and she's not a president.
her in many ways. She was a poor guy. She's a sack of pudding, the test is a sack of pudding. Not a present is a sack of pudding. So we may know the whole reason is why. But the sachas, we don't say Israel of Israel, is because of the sachas. Because of my hodis, the sachas, we say my hodis. But here it's a question of the present is a sack and the past is a sack. So then we cannot say my hodis. So we say that the present is Israel, of the present is a sack of Shiva Israel, we may know. The past is the Isa of the past is a sack of Pudei, it is not Chal. So that means if it is Yidva Kilela, so when lady is born, she is already the present is a sack of Shimon. So there is only swear in the world that this has preference, the Isha sack of Shimon has preference as against the Isha sack of Pudei. So the Isha sack of emanating from the Isha of Shimon is Chal already. And once this is Chal, so the Isha sack emanating from the riches of Ruben cannot be half. But when Shimon dies, so then the material function of the lady is certainly capable of being Makia, being Salishes, emanating from the riches of Shimon, that the material function of the lady, so that then, so Miss Letare, so we should apply the one there. The Mother says that on the place, Miss Letare, so then the riches emanating from the riches of Ruben should be half. What I say is, Vashlishim is Yashenimo. In other words, since the Ishizach of Ruben until this moment, when Shimon died, was not as yet Chal only, because of the Yisachalis. So, when does it have an opportunity to be Chal only now when Shimon dies? So we say, since Shlishim is Yashenimo, and the Ishiz of the Shlishim is in effect a handshake of the Ishiz of Shimon, So the Yisra is a sack of Ruben that was not until now Chal, but now it has to be Chal, so it's not Chal, because of Shlishim Yashenibo. So Shlishim Yashenibo has the effect of precluding the Chalais Yisra of the Yisra sack of Ruben. But it cannot be Matia, it cannot be Matia, and Yisra is a sack of Ruben that was already Chal. So that word, so the reason is why in the case of Leah Lachini, so apart from the town of Nesholot Shaka, there is another reason as to why Leah cannot be young, Rochel, that in the past was a Shishuven, and now she was a Shishimen. Why? Because the material from Shimon to Levi can only be Matir and Nisa Rishisach, or emanating from the Ishes of Shimon that is already Chal. But the material from Shimon to Levi cannot be Matir and Nisa Rishisach, of Ruben that was already Chal. But if it's not Marakemila, then the Yisra Shizach of Ruben was not as yet Chal. It has to be Chal now, because of this letter. So we say, because Shlishim Yashim will go. So that precludes the Chal in Yisra Shizach of Ruben. But what if it's not Kira? And the Shizach of Ruben, the Yisra Shizach of Ruben, that was already Chal. That we do not say, Shlishim Yashim will go, that it should be Matir and Yisra was already Chal. Because of Shlishim Yashim will go, it can preclude the possibility of the Yisrael Shizach of Ruben being Chal now. But if it was already Chal, then it cannot be much. So in my way, now we can understand so that's why Rashi and Tisvez and immediately say that in the case of Achilles being done, so when he was born, the first moment of in his life. So Rachel becomes a Suramim on the score of Yeshishia. She's already Yeshishia, the present Yeshishia. But she's only a past Yeshishia, not a present Yeshishia, but a past. So we say in Yitzchak HaRizal, he knows what the has. But here, it has polarity. The present, the Yisraelish, the present Yisraelish Yisrael. So his polarity is against the past Yisrael of Rumi. So in many ways, the Yisraelish Yisrael of Shimon is how? And who Ali becomes incumbent of Ali. So in many ways, the Yisraelish Yisrael of his emanating from the Yisrael of Rumi is only past Yisrael. So it's not how, because of the Yisrael of Rumi. So many threats, machine change is a field to invent. She made a screen to invent to Rachel. And then, Levi was born. And after Levi was born, Shimon was in Kaddisha. So Levi was born, so then the Yisrael of Yisrael of Rumi is chal. The Yisrael of Yisrael of Rumi is chal when Levi is born. So then we cannot say that when Shimon dies, so Ashrishi became a shame for. So we only say Shishim Kiyashenibo to preclude the possibility of the Haris Yisrael in Shisach of Rumi, but to be Matia. And if that is already hung up, so if the case of Chesed invented the Kitchel HaKachmila Tlevi, so then the Yisrael is not Chal. It has to be Chal now when Shimon dies. So we say Shishim Kiyashenibo. Masha'inke, Achilles invented, the Chosa, the Lila. And then you have to Rakach Kitcha Shimon. So then the Yisrael of Yishisach of Rumi is Chalamim. So then when Shimon dies, so the Yisrael can be Matkiya the Yisrael Yishisach of Shimon, but it cannot be Matkiya the Yisrael Yishisach of Rumi. Now, the thing is, the Yishimon is a song. That's even this. The Yishimon is a song. Yishar of Rumi is a song. So that is not important, whether the Rizvon is there and the Rizvon is there. The important thing is that there is no cause. Whether the Rizvon is there or the Rizvon is there is not important. It's not important. So the same Kasher could be raised, even if the Rizvon is there. But the case is whole, and the truth is that the Rizvon is there. So they all the same money.
So only two things with which he agrees, something that is controversial, but he agrees with that, we get cheating. But where he doesn't agree to it, it's something of Shimon, which is a holiday. So over there, as we say, the proof of Amayre, because the Tanah of the Mishnah agrees with Rabbi Yudeh, the Tanah is a son of the Zosa. Mashiach can hear, yes, he does not agree with Rabbi Shimon. Alright. Achilles, we went to the Chosa of the Kitchen. We like to remember, we look at the Chosa of the Kitchen. Lashmion, the Hu in the Chayre, Balachvut, Zokot, Avalad, Iket, Lifi, Shekicho. So that we cannot say. Why? The Amin of the Kedushin made in the Marze Chutzos, and we don't even have that here, so I want to take this another here. We have the here, say, made in the Marze, Chutzos, she in Kiddush when they bought, she in Reike, there are being a bias of Satan. So apparently takes this, had it here, say, made in the Marze Chutzos, she in Kiddush when they bought, she in Reike, there are being a Satan. So the question is, why does he have to mention Kicho? Look at Kicho, she in Reike, Because there is certainly a need to come to. aber meine darf in Ruhe grüßen kommen. Die hast die heiße Liebne, Lünatko, Mikoresla, aber ach in die Zorre, kenne ich keine Kein, will ich keine Liebne allein. So what does this say? Now, this is so that seems to be inconsistent with the sheet of the Rashi. The sheet of the Rashi is, that the seeking itself for one moment, in the feeling itself, is mafkir nisa vishy sach for good. And even after the seeking is poka, so nisa vishy sach cannot be revived. So what this says here, Eli Havis of Kof the Rashi, even if the Torah didn't say the evening, I would know that there is no comment. But Jesus says here, you will have exceeded Yidne have a minute that you will have a chlitz in Korah. The hash the eyes of Yidne will not come in Korah's love. So they can say that if not, then there's a possible Yidne. So then I would say that even he is higher on the chlitz of Korah. Even he is higher on the chlitz of Korah. The hash the eyes of Yidne will not come in Korah's love. Aber ach, in his own kiri kani kani kani. We call him Yidne alive. So that means that Jesus is chelik on the Rashi. Either Jesus is chelik on the Rashi. At all. And if the Rashi is the only Rishon who mentions that in the Sukhya of Daphne Malas, of who told us from the house of Ruth, for other Rishon of Nathan, so he thinks it's great. Or it can be, I mentioned last time, that Tetzlis might agree with the Rashi, but the Rashi mentions the Rashi from Rabbi Yechanan, so it could be that the Rashi says all this only on the Rabbi Yechanan. It's not only that the Rashi is from Rabbi Yechanan, but the same thing is true according to the Rashi, according to Rishon Lakish too. No! The Raya of the Rashbo is our Gemara. Because Gemara, he says, Rabbi Yechon, me came in and we call it, he put a high homage, but it's called because. So the Rashbo explained it, what does it mean? He put a high homage because he is seeking for everyone. So many of us, he feel a seeking for everyone, for one moment. So it's about here, he said, it's a real word. So he infers it from Rabbi Yechon's wash. But, so maybe, the Rashbo remained there. That only Rabbi Yechanan says that. But Rish Lakish holds no. That when is there no chorus? When is there no Yisrael Shisach? As long as there is Zikia, but the moment the Zikia is Poka, for whatever reason the Zikia is Poka, so then the Yisrael Shisach and chorus is revived. So now here, Tetzlis is explaining the Rish Lakish. So that's why they say, you will go with the Yidne, you will have exceeded Yidne Halam Yidne, that you will work with the chorus. The hash the eyes of Yidne will not come the chorus love. Aber achen mit Zorik in keine Kante. Aber achen mit Zorik in keine Kante. Gut, keine Kante, wo ich können wir nicht mehr an. Können wir nicht mehr an. But it's possible, another Pshat, that the Rashbo holds, so that the Rashbo applies his wonders not only on the limit of the Dechene, but on the limit of the Shlokish too. He applies it on the limit of the Shlokish too. Now, if he applies it on the limit of the Shlokish too, so the question is, Why does Rabbi Yechanan say that we need Shlechuset Achinkov, we need Shlechuset Bitzorkov? So we said last time that Rabbi Yechanan is saying two things. First of all, he's saying we can use Mikol Yibol Aichomis, Yibol Aichomis, Yibol Aichomis, Yibol Aichomis. So that means there was Zikim. For Ashton Kol Yibikoros, if there was Zikim for one moment, there was Mechilet. Each woman, the Tzorah too, was Mechilet, and there was Zikim. To each of one of the Achim. So remember that was Makir, the Yisrael Shisach, we got everybody. We got all the Achim and we got all the Tzorahs. So then why does Rabbi Yechanan say, Yeah, we should use the Achim, God, we should use the Tzorah. So that he's saying, we need Chof. So really, Rabbi Yechanan says, there is no Chofes, because in the field there was Makir, the Yisrael Shisach, we got everybody, we got all the Tzorahs. But we need Chof, you say that in the field itself, the Zikir for one moment, was not Makir, the Yisrael. These are colors of Ishazar, but you still have to be made it, that there is no chorus. Why? Because just as you are made only Gabi, the Chilis, and the Chalutze, that there is no chorus. Why? Because there is a Nitoch. There is a Nitoch. So, in Mele, we Gabi the Tzores and Gabi the Achim, there is also a Nitoch. Because when he is Chilis, so it's a tribute to Dodach. He's like the Shliach, he doesn't mean Shliach, but I mean he's like the Shliach. In other words, the chlitze is effective on behalf of all the achim, just as the shliach is so. So the shliach's maise is effective for the mishalach. So here too, the chlitze is effective on behalf of all the achim. And it's effective not only regarding the chalutze, but regarding the tzores also. So he's mentioning an additional reason as why the shliach because. In other words, even if we assume that the feeling itself is not mafkia b'yisrael shesach, But just as you are made that there is a nituk regarding the chelitz and the chalutze, the same nituk should apply regarding the tzores and tarona. Alright, I mean, so this is what we said last time. But there is, it's possible to give another pshat in the Rashba. Then the Rashba's, when the Rashba says, on the basis of a certain mandoma and Yerushalmi, so it's possible to say, to assume that according to what the Rashba is, Chiddush, that the Nefilah itself is Matkiyah, is Zikir, for one moment, is Matkiyah, is Rishisach, so that is doing according to Rishlosh. But there is one mandoma in Yerushalmi who says, Yerushalmi, how do you want? So he says, אמר רבי יצי, מה הצובה? כי חליצי הביא, כי בשחום עצמו, נקחי ממנו זיקה סמס למפריע. למפריע חום הוא לא יישוי של מי סצרה. So he says, so that according to the פשעת of the nation, the Kormador, it's not so simple, I mean, the פשעת of the Yerushalmi, but according to the פשעת of the Kormador, the nation, the פשעת of the Yerushalmi is, that according to this Mandoma, and this Mandoma, at least we can say, I mean, this is the time of the Shlokish. And there are many who say that this is the swara of Rishlokish. The reason is why, in other words, we can say that in Achnamne, both Chagich and Rishlokish agree with the Rashba's brothers, that they seek it for one moment, is Matkiyah Yisrael Shesach Elavoy. But the Machlokish between Chagich and Rishlokish is on this question. Now, Chagich holds, and Rishlokish holds, that actually when someone dies, let's say Ruben, Shimon, Levi, Hude, I mean, many brothers, and there are many tzores. And if, when he dies, so Rishlokish holds that it's not that every woman in the bais, all the tzores, are skukins to every woman in the bais. That is a doubt in Sasser. What does Zike mean? Zike means that there is a marital attachment. If she is skuka to one, so that excludes Zike to another. I mean, how could she be? I mean, Zike means that in a certain sense, she is married. I mean, in a certain sense. According to Rav Shimon, who says, yes, Zike, so Zike is Kitmuso. Zike is Kitmuso. So how could we say that, let's say, there are 10 brothers, and Reuben died, and there are 10 other brothers, so Rochel is Kuko to all the brothers. So Rishlokish holds no. That when one dies, when Reuben dies, and he has many wives, so and he has many brothers, so there is only one woman that is equal to one of the brothers. Which one? So that is to be determined by the one who ultimately behaves. So then, when Shimon is chayit, so it's determined retroactively that when Reuben died, she became skuka to Shimon. Why to Shimon? Because Shimon would turn out to be the chayit. Suppose Levi is the chayit, so then it will be determined retroactively that Rochel was skuka to Levi. So that's the Rosh of the Yerushalm. That's the Rosh of the Yerushalm. Kim shechol atzlo, nekhoi menu zikas ames limafreya. So the Matreya Chom is Oleo, Yisui Shomer, say to Ach. And this is how the Kormeilo and the Tnei Sheh explain that. There could be another pshat in the Yerushalmi. But this is how the Kormeilo and the Tnei Sheh explain this Yerushalmi. So in other words, and let's say, Reuben dies and he has four wives. Rochel, Leia, the Nazisters. Rochel, Leia, Bilo, Zilpo, the Nazisters. So then, according to Rishlokish, only one of his wives is cooked to one of the brothers. Which one of the wives and which one of the brothers, we don't know. That is to be determined. How is it to be determined? By which brother will be the chelitz and which wife will be the chelitz. So if, let's say, Shimon is the chelitz, and let's say Rochel is the chelitz, so then it determines retroactively that when Reuben died, only Rochel became skuka, and no Levi. And Leia zoomed the Bilek, whatever skuka is. So This is what Rishlokish says. So Rishlokish can also agree, because according to the first pshat, so Rishlokish could, if the Rashba would have to say that Rishlokish must hold Hutro Vinescho Bechoskov Hutro, we don't say Choskov Bechoskov. It's only because of Rabbi Yechanan, because the Mandoma who says Hutro Vinescho Bechoskov Hutro agrees with Rabbi Yechanan, we pass much Rabbi Yechanan. So that's why he says Chilatayanish, but according to Rishlokish, we cannot say it. But according to this pshat, so Rishlokish could also agree with the Mandoma that Hutto Meyes from the Chosra of Hutto is Chilatayanishim. Is Chilatayanishim. Let's see, Rubin and Shimon two brothers. And Rubin was married to Rochel, and Rubin died. So she was Mutaris to Shimon. Then Shimon, after Rubin died, Shimon decided to marry Leah, the sister of Rochel. So it's Nesro. And then Leah died. So it's Chosra Hutto. So it's Chosra Latero, Chizeres Latero Rishin. So we can say, according to the previous chart, we have to say that according to Rish Lakish wouldn't say Chosra Latero Rishin. But according to this chart, Rish Lakish would also say Chosra Latero Rishin. Why? Because the moment when Rubin died, so Rochel was Chukos, Leo Zike. So Simons, Leo Zike. So the name of the Isra Shisach was Pokalim Moed. These are Shisach was Pakalim Moed. And then when Shimon married Leo, so Rochel became Asura on him because of Achisisho, but not Isra Shisach, because the Isra Shisach was already Pakalim Moed. So then when Leo died, so there is no marking from the Isra Achisisho, so for the theorization, and even Rishlokish can agree with it. So then you ask, if Rishlokish also agrees with the concept, when Rubin died and the many wives, so then many brothers, so only one of the wives is Kuko to only one of the brothers. Which one? We don't know. But that will be determined retroactively. Who the Chalutze is and who the Chalutze is. So then, if Rochel happens to be the Chalutze and Shimon happens to be the Chalutze, so then it's determined retroactively that she was only Kuko to, that only Rochel was Kuko. And Leah, Bila, Zilpah was never Kuko to any one of the brothers. And even Rochel was only skuko to Levi, to Shimon. She was never skuko to Levi, to Yehuda, to Yisocha, to Zvul. She was not skuko. So the Meile, it's not shayach to say that the Yisra Mishisach should be forecast because of the Zike. It's determined that right, the way there was never any Zike. So if that is the pshat, so then we say, Rabbi Yechne, immediately we go into the high holy, into the high holy. We go into the high holy, into the high holy. We hash the koi alo, because El Riyu, Shlichutze d'achim kovet. So why does Rabbi Yechon have to add El Riyu Shlichutze d'achim kovet? So in other words, so in the previous pshat he said that he is saying with Lidicho. So he says, no, according to this pshat, so Rabbi Yechon is saying to Rishlokish, but what do you say? That the Zike cannot be matkia, the Nefila cannot be matkia. The Yisra Yishisach, the Gavlo d'achim, Gavlo d'tzores, because in his mind, his lady was chilitz to Rochel, so it's determined retroactively that there was no zike between any one of the other brothers and any one of the other wives. So he says, no, it's not like that. He says, Elish lechutz et achim kate. The zike is a zike for everybody. It's not that when Rubin dies and he has four wives and he has 10 brothers, so there is only a zike between one of the wives and one of the brothers to be determined retroactively who the chilitz and who the chalutz is. No, when Rubin dies and he has four wives and 10 brothers, so each one of the four wives is kuko to each one of the 10 brothers. So in Meile, the chlitze is matkia, the zike between each one of the brothers and each one of the wives. So Shlokhuzet Angavde. So that doesn't mean that it's Igloizus from Afreya, there was no zike between any one of the other brothers and any one of the other wives. There was zike. If there was zike, so zike is matkia, the Yisavish is Achle, on what? I think this is better, because according to the other pshat, we'll have to say that the Rishlokish cannot agree with the Madoma of Hutro Venes from the Chosra Hutro. According to that pshat, even the Rishlokish can agree with them. But here it's a different part, because as the Yoshalm as Rabbi Yisi at the Amere says the Yoshalm, Kibu Shechol Atzvo, Nekhoi Menu Zikis Ames, Lemafriya, Lemafriya, Chol Yisur Shom Yisra.
Start with the face. You will be called the Yivne. You will have a seat for Yivne, have a minute of
So he definitely knew there was a cause of the delay. Then I would say that even the Holy Spirit is higher than Halukic God. The Ash, the Aisha, will not come in cause of that. Aber Achim, so I can be kind of kind of. But the Koya will live in our life. Now, we mentioned the Shita Sarajbo. So the Shita Sarajbo is that the Fila is Matia, the Isar is Shesach Bogoy. And even when the Zike is Boka, so there is no Isar Shesach. For example, the case of Butchov and Eschov, the Chos of Wood. Now, and the Rajbo mentions the Gemara of Rabbi Yechanan. So we said that the Rajbo can be explained two ways. Either that the Rajbo says that only a little Rabbi Yechanan, but Rishlokish, the Rajbo demanded, the according to Rishlokish, Nefila is not Mavkia, the Isar Shesach, and according to Rishlokish, so the Isar Shesach is only suspended as long as there is Zike, the moment the Zike is Poka. So then the Isar Shesach is revived. And in Achrama, Rishlokish couldn't say, that's one way of explaining the Rajbo. And then, another way of explaining the Rajbo is, in accordance with what the Yerushalmi says, according to many Pshatim, Chlitze, it determines retroactively. Let's say, if one brother is Chilitz to one of the Noshim, so it is determined retroactively that the Ziki all the time was between that brother, between the Chilitz and the Chalutz. And that there was never any Zike between any one of the other brothers and any one of the other wives. So you could say that the Rajbo's halacha, that Nefila is mafkia, the Yisrael Shesach for good, is true according to everybody. Bein alim in Rabbi Yechanan, bein alim in Rishlokish. Still the Rishlokish says that Achilitz, any one of the Achim, and even he, in respect to the Tzores, so there is an Issa Kores. Why? Because if, let's say, Shimon was Chilis to Rochel, so then it is determined retroactively that the Zike existed only between Shimon and Rochel, and not between Levi and Rochel, and not between Shimon and the Tzore. So, some Mele, there was no Nefila. So it determined retroactively that there is no Nefila. As a matter of fact, the Yerushalmi, the same Mandoma, who says in the Yerushalmi that Chalitze determines retroactively in Mafreya that the Zike who existed only between the Chilitz and the Chalutze and not between any other brother and any other of the Tzores. So he says, now we have a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as to whether Gdushin is Tefis in Yivom Lishuk, or Gdushin is not Tefis in Yivom Lishuk. So the Yerushalmi says that Gdushin is not Tefis, that same Andona says that Gdushin is not Tefis in Yivom Lishuk. But if, let's say, suppose Reuven died, and he has, and he has many brothers, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, a number of brothers, and he has many wives, and then, let's say he has a wife Rochel and he has a wife Leah, I mean the Natu system. So then someone was Mekadesh Leah, and then after someone was Mekadesh Leah, so Shimon was Chelet to Rochel. So the Yerushalmi says that it's a Goyim Milchel Mafreya, the Dushni states. Even though the Yerushalmi goes according to Mandoma, that the Dushni is not Avis in Yivom Lishuk, but in this case, if Shimon was Chileitz to Rochel, Shimon was the Chileitz to Rochel, so then it's determined retroactively that who was Kuko? Rochel was Kuko. And Leo was not Kuko. And who was... Who was Mikadesh? The stranger was Mikadesh, so whom was he Mikadesh? He was Mikadesh Leo. So is that his kuko? The reason as to why by the Bomber Shuk is not the conclusion because of the Zik. Because of the Zik. And who who was Mikadesh? The stranger was Mikadesh. So it's, whom was he Mikadesh? He was Mikadesh Leila. So is that his kuka? The reason as to why by Homily Shuk is that the Kiddushin, because of the Zikr. Because of the Zikr. Because of the Zikr. Now, that goes without saying, I mean, it'll be Nigeria later on, you see. But I want to mention it. You see, that goes without saying that even according to this Yerushalmi, I mean, if we explain it the way that Nimeshe and the Kormeda explain it, I mean, there's another pshat in Yerushalmi too. But if we explain it the way the Kormeda and the Nimeshe explain the Yerushalmi, so even though the Yerushalmi says that where Reuben died, and then he left two wives, Rochel and Leah, and then someone is Mikadish Leah, and then Shimon was Chileitz to Rochel. So it's a good Muslim Afreya that the Kedushin in the Enochi, a stranger, made in Leah a good Kedushin because she was not Skuko. But it goes without saying that even according to this Yerushalmi, that even though later on, Shimon was chilitz to Rochel, but that doesn't mean that the one who was Mikadish and who married Leo was not even an Aveira. The Yerushalmi will agree that the one who married Leo so was Aveira. Was Aveira the love of Messiah Hamesachut Olizo. But only the Kedushin, the Yerushalmi only says that the Kedushin, that the Kedushin is Tefes, that the Kedushin is Tefes l'mafreya, but not that he was not even an Aveira l'mafreya. Why? Because that goes without saying that when one dies and he has two wives, so the Yisrael of Yivon Lishuk applies to each one of the women, not only to one woman. Which woman? The woman who ultimately will be Misyadm or will be Chletes, but all the women. So we only say Igloyim Yusra Mafreya in regard to the Tvisas Vishn, because in view of the fact that the Chalitza determines retroactively as between whom the Zika existed, so the Mele is determined retroactively that in view of the fact that Rochel received the Chalitza, that Rochel was the Skuko, not Leah. But the Yisra of Yivon Lishuk, we don't say that the Yisra of Yivon Lishuk retroactively applied only to Rochel and Avleah. That we don't say. It's Mashal and Yerushalmi, at least. We don't say Igloyim is Mafreya, no Avleah was done. Why? Because the Yisra of Yivon Lishuk applies to all the Yivomes, in as much as any one of the Yivomes can be Misyabemes. So in Meila there is an Yisra, of Yivon Lishuk, But it determined retroactively in regard to the Zikin, to whom she was Kukok. So Meila the Kedushin is Tefes l'mafreya. Why so then? So Meila from that, there'll be a raya, to the Pnei Yeshua. There is a machlekes between the Pnei Yeshua in Kedushin and the Avni Meluim. Now, of course, if one is Mikadish and Mishishis, so Kedushin is not Efes. If one is Mikadish and Mishishis, Kedushin is not Efes. Why is Kedushin not Efes? Because she's an Elbo. I mean, just the Kedushin is not Efes, Bachisei, Bachisobi, Bachisimei, Eishesochi, Acheshiskei, Nisakores, and Nishishis, Nisakores, Kores, and Nisakores. So Kedushin is not Efes. But suppose she is the kind of an Ishishish in whom there is no Issachos. Just a lot. Let's say, Chet Yeshit Chod, Chet Yebascheri. Chet Yeshit Chod, Chet Yebascheri. So if one was Mikadesh, and if somebody was Boleo, so there is no Mise, and there is no Kores. There is no... Look, what is there? There is a Kov. That's a Steshif Chavucho. Hamureses Levedivri, it doesn't make any difference whether Mureses Levedivri or Mureses to an ordinary Jew. Why do we mention Mureses Levedivri? Because Evedivri, so it can be done beheter. Because an Evedivri is Muta B'Shifot Kais. But someone who is not an Evedivri, so it's also, I mean, if he's Chetzo Shifot, Chetzo Bascheri, so Mitzad Chetzo Shifot, so a Jew is not allowed to marry her. But Evedivri, there is no problem. But Tushni stay fates. If someone is Mikadish, a Chetzi Yeshit from the Chetzi Vascheri, so Kedushni Steifes, but there is no Mise, there is Korban, and she gets Malkes, he is Chayv Korban, and she gets Malkes, Bekir Estiyalo, V'chufsho L'nitalo. So there is no Issachores. So the Avim Luim says, Mimele, If someone was Mikadish, a Chatzishit from a Chatzibas Chayrim, Ruben was Mikadish, a Chatzishit from a Chatzibas Chayrim, then Shimon was also Mikadish, so she's Mikadish to Shimon too. Because the only reason as to why in the Shishish, Kedushin is not Eves, is because she's an Ervo. Why is she an Ervo? Because of this Akores, this is Bez. But Chatzishit from a Chatzibas Chayrim, there is no Akores, there is no Mikadish Bez. So it's like Chayav Lav. There is the love of Lysino, or Lysis Amis, or Lysit in Shchof Techobo. That love is there, applies, but it's like higher love. So Kedushin is Eves, that the Yeshua is Eves. And the Yeshua says a very good sign. He says, in regard to Ishishish, we don't have to resort to this Arama. Because of the key initiative that the Baal has, that in itself precludes this Kedushin by some other man. How can another man be Mikadish and Misho, that he is Knuyo to the husband? So in the case that Rabbi mentions Ibn Timtaleima, this is cited at Gimor. In other words, that once is Mikadish and Misho, Chutz Mitlaini. So then if we assume that the Kedushin is Chal, so then that plainly can be Mikadish. Because if Shio is possible, so that means that vis-a-vis the plainly she is not Mikadish. So she's not the wife of the one who was Mikadisha. Masheinke, Chetzi Shimon, Chetzi Baschirin, she's Mikadeshes. Vis-a-vis everybody, so she's Mikadeshes. So the melee, if somebody would be Mikadisha, to she's not Eves, we don't have to resort to an Isaramo. We don't have to resort to an Isaramo. So the Raye, there is a Raye, the Kri Yeshua, slumpes from this Yerushalayim. Because this Yerushalayim assumes, like the Mandoma, that Kedushin is not Eves, Yivom Yishuv. Now the Rambam Paschans, like Shmuel, that is Sophic with Kedushin. It's a Sophic. Shmuel says it's a Sophic when the Kedushin is Eves or not. Now, so that Yerushalmi goes according to Mandoma, that Kedushin is not Eves, Yivom Yishuv. Still, if Shimon was Chilit to Ohel, and before that, someone was Enochi, a stranger. So was Mikadish. Was Mikadish Leo, so it is going to Smafreya, the Kedushin is Eves. Why? Because according to this Yerushalmi, so Chalitze determines retroactively that the Zika existed between Shimon and Rochel, not between Shimon and between Shimon and Leo. So the Kedushin is Eves. But a lot of Yivom Yishuv was Eves. So Manevsheh, why is it? How is it that we distinguish between the lab and the Kedushin is Eves? The answer is, now we don't classify like Rabbi Akiva. So how is it that even though we don't pass, no Amir passes like Rabbi Akiva, still there is a machlekes as to whether Kedushin is Eves be Yivom Yishuv. What is Yivom Yishuv? There is no Kores. There is only Chayov Elavim. Only Chayov Elavim. And Chayov Elavim we pass. So Kedushin is Eves. The answer is, the reason as to why Roman Doma and the reason as to why Shmuel says it's off again with the dashes is not because of the Iser of Yivom Yishuv. As far as the Maizavire of Yivom Yishuv is concerned, so it's like Mamzeres, like all Chayav Elav. No difference whatsoever. So Kedushin should be taken. But by Yishishish, so as the Yeshua says, so for two reasons Kedushin is not taken by Yishishish. Number one, because of this Aravo, and number two, even when she's not an Aravo, like Chatzi Yishiv or Chatzi Baschirin, Hamreses like a Dibri, so Kedushin cannot be taken in her. Why? Because of the King and Ishes. Some Mele, what Mandoba says, and Shmuel says this is Sophie, maybe the King and Zike, Zike is also Iktas King and Ishes, Zike. So maybe the King and Zike that the Yom has in the Yivome, that's like the key and ishes that the Baal has in Ishtay. And just as the key and ishes that the Baal has in Ishtay precludes the Tfisas Kedushin, so Mimele, maybe the key and zike that the Yovim has in the Yovim also precludes Tfisas Kedushin. So Mimele, according to this Yerushalmi, that the Chalitza determines retroactively between whom there was a key and zike. So if Shimon was Chilis to Rochel, so it is determined that right away the King and Zike was in Shimon. Shimon had in Rochel, not in Leah. So Mimele, so true, the love of Yivom Yishuv applied to Leah also. But as far as the Easter is concerned, so it's like Shokhayov Elam. It's like Shokhayov Elam. And then something else we have to say. I mean, there are many rayas to it. That even if we say that Kedushin is not Eves in Yivom Yishuv, but but the child will not be a mamzer. Because true we say that one depends upon the other, that the child is a mamzer if he's from a bia in which Dushan is not Avis, if Rav of Chayovich says. The answer is, this is only the criterion if the reason as to why Dushan is not Avis is because of an Israel. So there we say, the same Israel that brings about if he says Dushan, so also brings about mamzeres in the Rav. Masha'inkein, where the if he says Dushan is due to the king and Ishes that the Baal has, not to the Israel, Maisavera, to the Israel. So the kinyanishes of the Baal can prevent this solution, but the kinyanishes of the Baal does not bring about mamzeres in the land. Alright, anyway, so we explain the Rashbo in two ways. So, certainly, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Rashbo holds that the Nifile is Mavtiya the Israel Shesachri Dam, Leilon Goy. And that's why Hutro, Nesra, Chazon, Hutro, there is no Israel Shesach. The question is, does the Rashba apply the same concept, Ligabe Rishlokish? So we said it in two ways. Maybe, according to the Rashba, that's the Machlejah between Rabbi Yechanan and Rishlokish. And maybe, even Rishlokish agrees that the Nifile is Mavtiya the Israel Shesach with Abner for good. And Rishlokish can also agree with Mavzomar of Hutro, Nesra, the Chazon, Hutro. But the reason is why Rishlokish here says that the Achim Achayev and the Chutz of Ores because Rishlokish agrees with that Yerushalmi, with that Mandoma Rav Yaseh in Yerushalmi that says that the Chalitze determines retroactively that the Zikah existed between the Chalitze and the Chalitze and not between any other brother, and it's up. Alright, so the Melee here, there was no Nefile, so it is determined retroactively that the Chalutze was not Nifeles before the other brothers, only before Shimon, not before Levi and Yehuda. So that's why, so it couldn't be Mafia and Israel Shesach. But in any other case, even if the Zikah is Potter, but if there was Nifeles, so then there is no Israel of Shesach. Alright, now, that's, so it's two possible pshat in the Rashi. So in other words, the two alternatives in the Rashi is, one is that the Rashbo applies his concept only to Rabbi Yechanan, not to Rishlokish, and the other is that the Rashbo's concept applies to Rishlokish as well. Now, Teisa says, you will be credible in Yivne. You will have exceedingly Yivne, have a Nime da Filu Hu Alach Mutsa Bikores. We hash the Haisa with Yivne, we not come Bikores with Rav. Avo Olach and Yitzor and Gerikai Mikaine, we will be credible in Yivne alive. So Teisa says in so many words, Teisa discusses it, in connection with the Shlokish. So Teisus here says in so many words that if there hadn't been a Zerazakosu, so then I would say that even the Chilitz is Chayiv Kores on the Chalutz. If there hadn't been a special Zerazakosu. So certainly Teisus does not apply this concept of the Rashbo that Nefile is Mavtiya the Isar Ishesach. The Isar Ishesach for good. He certainly does not agree. The Chol HaPoches in respect to Rishlokish. Because if we say that even according to Rishlokish, the Nefila is Mavtiya the Israel Shesach, Ligamre, how can we say that without the Posik of the Yivne, so the Chilitz would be higher? The Chilitz would be higher for the Chalutze also, Kores. But there was certainly Nefila, even according to Yerushalayim, that is determined retroactively, the Zikah existed only between the Chilitz and the Chalutze. But it says that he, without the Pasuk, the Chilitz himself would be Chayiv Kores and the Chalutza. But there was Zikah, certainly. There was certainly Zikah between the Chilitz and the Chalutza, and still the Chayiv Kores. The answer is, no, Zikah only suspends the Issa Kores, the Issa Reshesach, temporarily, as long for the duration of the Zikah. But the moment the Zikah is Poka, so then the Issa Kores, the Issa Reshesach, is revived. And mainly when it's Chilitz, so the Zikah is Poka. So it's a raya. So in other words, so it's a raya that Teisus, in respect to Rishlokish, does not accept this concept that Zikah is Mafia to Israel Shesach Lidam. But it still could be that Teisus agrees with the oneness of the Rashbo in respect to Rabbi Yechanan, and maybe Teisus will say that And that point is the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlokesh. That's the thing. Alright. Pitei. The Vahela is Mashma. The Vahisa Kodle Yivne. El Yisrino de Vahela is. Lechode de Vahela is Lechode El Yav Lechode. So, in other words, from the Vahela it appears that the Potik of the Yivne advises us that a Yovn, let's say if they are two Yivones, so the Yovn cannot be Chilis to one, and in Yav the other Yivone. The Hotsam for the Hamas is the Misho Yonosim Bish Noshim, so the more the Kasho Yav Tav Aye, why can't he be in Yav both? Or Makro, Bari Secho, Bari Sochi, Bari Secho the Bain, in Bain is the Potim, he cannot be in Yav both two Yivones. The Rechlis the Kavai. But maybe if there are two Yivones, let him give Chlitza to both. Or Makro, Beis Chalutz, Bari Secho the Chelitz. ואין חילץ לשיבות, ולכליס לחודד, ולאב לחודד, יאב לחודד, או מקרו אשר לא ייב, אשר לא ייב. So we learn out from this passage of Reuvne that he cannot be חילץ לחודד או יאב לחודד. הוא יאב לחודד ולאחס לחודד, או מקרו אם הוא יחדת, הוי מחוקת מיד, ככל שאין לי ייב מי לכליס. So the Gemara says that from the passage of אשר לא ייבנה, we learn out that he cannot be חילץ לחודד ויאב לחודד. So in other words, so the Potsik of Leivne is not a purpose, it's not Mufne. So we may, so since it's not Mufne, so how can we learn how we need to, you see, Teisve says, you will have a Ksiv Leivne, have a minute after a Chutzu Bikores. So because of the need to, of Leivne, so when can Leivne imply a need to Bikores Leivne, if it's Mufne, it's a purpose. Now we see the Torah didn't have to tell us that. So why did the Torah tell us that? To advise us, this chiddush, that there is a nituk from Kodesh Torah. But if it's not mufne, it's not superfluous, so then we cannot deduce from this pasuk that there is a nituk from Kodesh Torah. Maybe there is no nituk from Kodesh Torah. But the reason, and memeila the chileitz, is chayiv kores on the chalutze. But the Torah, when it says, lo yivne, wants to tell us that he cannot be chilis lechode v'yam lechode. That's the case. So anyway, so we see from this case, yes, that case is really true, that in the case of Yudalev from Yudalev, Chadom Abes, the same thing, that Nituk Nikores Lelav can only be deduced if it's smooth, if it's a purpose. Alright. So on the melee, that's the discussion. So case is a talent. Umiu Yishvorim Legasinu. So there are some Svorim were not dealing so much Rosh Hashanah, that from that we learn out that he cannot be Chilis Lechode and Liyad Lechode. So that means that Leivne is a purpose. If it's a purpose, so what's the purpose of this Pasuk of Leivne? To tell us that there is a need to from Kores Lelav. We have this Svorim Lidav, say, no? Ikel Emeima, Ikel Nishane Bosa Hoch, Hochitz Liyavn, Vichol Shein Leivn, Ein Lechwitze, Su Leistrech, Leivne de Lelachlis Lechode Liyav Lechode. The Chil, the Neil Lechwitze, the Chil Shlipotim, that we have in Pasuk, Ein Neil Nam Leiv. So the Mele, Leivne is Mufne. It's a purpose. Vahash Da'ayis Leivne Lachlis Lechode Liyav. So the Mele, we can learn out. In Nituk, of course, the Lachlis. Now, so Teisve says, Teisve mentions here a certain Chilish. That just as there is our Lohen, of Koshen Elohim, I think I want to mention it. That once, that just as there is a loche koshen elohim, men et lechwitze, so also there is a loche koshen lechwitze in elohim, I think at the very beginning, in discussing the Rambam. Rabbi Melech. So the Rambam applies the converse of koshen elohim, men et lechwitze. Just as this is here, applies. That this is Yom Tev, as Vikashe, Yom Tev, this is, he says, where did this get such a loche? The Gemara only mentions, Im lo yachpeit. So, Kol Sheinu Yivne Lechwitze, but where is this Yalfo say? That Kol Sheinu Lechwitze Yivne. I mean, just because we learn out that Kol Sheinu Yivne Lechwitze, the converse does not necessarily follow. I mean, you know, this is a simple clawy logic. I mean, that if one says that all men are mortal, so the converse does not necessarily follow that all mortals are men. So in other words, so just because there is a chosuk, that kol sheni leiv meinei lechwitzei does not necessarily follow that kol sheni lechwitzei meinei leiv. Typically, it is younger status. Then it is younger status. But, see, we see the cases. I mean, it's not a casualty, of course. If they didn't say it, so I would say like this is young. But apparently we see the cases in the Rambam. A Helik cases here. In other words, that it's one aloche. It's not just a aloche of coaching you in the Helika itself is based upon a certain kind of zikasim. So even if it's Hayom Lam Be'efe, where he's not allowed to be Yamer, but there is still a certain kind of him. We see that the Mir Shiti is that the Hayom Lam Be'efe, so he borrowed, so it's not Kenya with Yerasim, but with Yeraspishi Be'e, it is, if it's Midaito. So in other words, so Mimele and the Hambam Shiti is more that B.A. is Kenya with Yerasim, but it cannot part of its own. It's not with Connolly, so Kien Gomo, but Kien Shemi Gomo is Kene. So we see that even if it is a Yivome, in whom there is no mitzvah of him, there is still, in a certain sense, a Zikasim. Voraye Tushni Steifes, there is no Yisrael Shesach. It's definitely Tushni Steifes, there is no Yisrael Shesach, and according to the Rambam, so even between a Yivri is Kene, but it doesn't have the Tzore. So in other words, so that's the aloche in Koshin Yilachwitze. So the male is, so the converse is also to Koshin Yilachwitze in Yilachwitze. And then, cases mention the same thing. That's been valid. Koshin, that's been valid, that's been valid. Koshin Yilachwitze in Yilachwitze. Vim tema, varichemesh vichershet, in Yilachwitze v'yilachwitze. So what is Kashi? If we say like this is Yontef, so then there is no Kashi. The answer is, just to say, Koshin Elohim in Lechwitzen, as a Koshin Lechwitzen Elohim, that they give the Kaddish, but also some Lechwitzen in Lechwitzen, why would you call it? So we see that there is a Shite, and that's also the Shite of the Kambam, Rabbi Melech. Haloche Gim. So the Rambam says, Ve'im Echelitz, Shenemar, Imelech is not Chelitz, Shenemar V'yorko B'fonav, V'zeu B'zoi, V'afil Rotzo in Shemarei, Sh'amelech Shemoch Lo'al Kvei Dein Kvei Democh, V'hoyu V'in Echelitz in Miyad. Why? Because Kol Shein Echelitz in Elohim. So we see the Rambam Shitin is also like that. Rambam Shitin is also like that. All right. We're feeling Taladach, we come and eat in Yam, where the Holy Zohan Ad, and we give the Holy Zeresh, for the Miyav, we come and eat in, for some Haile, Alibe, the Rav Yechen, we will eat in Yivne, Nama Azore, Aro Rishloki, Shkom, we become. The Reish, the Rav Akive, in the Lom of Gul, came, the Ferek Amadi, Ike Kalgam, it now, the Holy of the Mumi, the Eta Beis of Yom, for of Tzor, the Rav Rai. In other words, suppose, now the Aloche is, that if one is Mekadish and Ishmese, Ishmese, and then he turns out the chair. So the male doesn't have to pay the ksur. It's in the kachtoet. So he's not hired to pay the ksur. Only if it turns out that the mumim she had before the kdushin. But suppose he was at the time of the kdushin, she had no mumim. And later on, after the kdushin, she developed mumim. So then, of course, it's not the kachtoet. So, hoya, so the mission says, hoya, the mumim, she's laus, they don't be so real. So it was found out that she has mumim. While she was still in the father's home, she's not used. Now, so, the father, he wants the ksume. So now the father says that the mumin developed after the kdush. And the Baal says, no, that she had the mumin before the kdush, so maybe it's like a toy. So also the tzorach was the right. So the father has to bring a raya, bring aiding, that she did not have the mumim at the time of the kedushin, but she developed the mumim after the kedushin. And as long as the father does not produce aiding, who testified that she did not have the mumim before the kedushin, so he cannot collect the ksuk. And then when she was already in the Rishis HaBaal, it was found out that she had mumim. And again, Again, the question is, when did you have the movie? Before the Gushin or after the Gushin? So then, how about the Torah Rabbanan? So it's a kasher of Eishel Yisei. Manavshach. So, here, in the Eishel Yisei, I'm eating Chavei all over I. Of Torah Rabbanan, he's the mate. And the same say, so if we apply the principle, I'm making Chavei all over I. So why should we say that Habal Torah Rabbanan? On the contrary, he's the Mubzek. So the Isha should be obligated, should have the burden of bringing up the producing Israel. So the Gemara says, Moshe Gemara, the Isha of Yeshua, the Sefer of Nachman. So that's a Machlekes in the Mishnah in Ksuves, let's say, it's found out that she was a bullet, that she was an Nansa. And she says, Mishiah is standing in the Nansa. So I was, and now a bullet gets a Ksuve of male. And the Ksuve gets a Ksuve of Masad. So now if it is found out that she was Nansa. But the question is, was she Nansa? After the lesson, so maybe she's entitled to Messiah. Oh, she was Menes before Eres. So she was a Bue at the time of the Gush. So maybe she's only entitled to Meir. So if the Baal says that actually I asked you Nenat, and she says, Roy, hello, Achashev is standing Nenat, Nenatsti. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua says that we go posa cheskes momei. So I make him chavere all of a guy. So the male in this case, she can only collect mayor, not Messiah, because she is the Meitzi and the Baal is the Mubzek. And Rambam Leo says, we go for the Cheskes Aguf. Now, she was born in Psura. So the question is, now she is a bullet. The question is, was she in an Ephes? Came the Meiresen at an earlier time, or the Achar Eresen at a later time? So, Kmina La Cheskes Aguf, that La Achar Shenisarso, Nenso. So the Meile, the Ishe can collect Masai. So, Gemara says, Umosi Gemara, the Reishe, Rabbi Yeshua. The Reishe that says, Hoyu Bomumim Veida Bilsavio, so of Tzorich Lo Veraye. So Raye, so in other words, because we go for Sachet Kasmonei, because Mone so is like Rabbi Yeshua, we say Fred and Gamriel. The Seiva that says, Nichti Tzorich Lo Veraye, Habal Tzorich Lo Veraye. Habal Tzorich Lo Veraye, so in other words, and if the Baal doesn't produce any, so then she can, and she is the Enes, that Lacha Shea Restani, she is done in the nasty, so then she can collect Masai. Why? Because we go Pasachaskas Hagu. So here too, she has a Cheskes Aguf without Mum. I mean every woman that is born has a Cheskes Aguf without Mum. So in many ways, so it's about all of that. It's a Gemara. So, the way point, the way we live with a million of men is, the Rabbah of the Rayek, who have a soul who missed the trade of. So how is it Gemara here has this kind of Tashi? And over there, Gemara doesn't take this kind. All right. Man Achin Achin Anu Odin. Emer Yid in the Odin call, so there are two Gersoyes in this Gemara. There is one Gersoy Yeludim. Now, our Gersoy is Man Achin Achin Ma Yeludim. But what does Yehudim mean, according to the girls of Yehudim? Those who are born in the future, who are not as yet born at the time of when the Reuven died. So, Yehudim live on it. But then there is a Teisvah, the girls say, Nerodim, not Yehudim. But, according to Teisvah, so Nerodim means those who are Yehudim live on it. According to our girls say, Yehudim means those who are Asidim Levovim. Eimer Yid Nerodim call is Asidim Levovim. Vosh Nashaf, Kambir Segal Nidon. The name of Nerodim are Asidim Asha. Vosh Yitzkam Nidikit. He called on Ato, Dikto, in Lord Nerodim. The way Havle Bishas, Mat Moi. So in Achnaam, over there we all said to Gersi. Over there we all said to Gersi. Yeludi. So this is the Machlekes in Dikdus. I don't know. I don't want to say anything. All right. Kavash is someone who is responsible for אחיו יש לי אינבנטי, ויכול זר מקיצ'ו, צריך להחליט את המנה אחים, מנה אחים, אחים על ירודים. 김망치 없이 지가 그리 좀 나 so this is it so what happened here 에 지가 없이네 that was a woman in China two brothers and then woman died and so 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 she man was famous for walk revamped and then he was mikadish for it so she and then he died she man so then she requires quitting from Levi who is Levi Achna Yudik so Levi was born later in other words when later after Chlitze or after Gushin or after Machlitze Pashek according to Rashi and Teisves after Gushin so Tzricha Chlitze Men Achim that is from Levi so Tzricha Chlitze Men Achim the question is why not Miss Yavenez Gushin was Teisves so she say Chlitze so Miss Yavenez why can't he have me feel it so Teisves says Miss Yavenez Eino מאחר והסירה לבית because שימן gave חליצה to Rochel now שימן there is no chorus between the חליצה and the חליצה even according to Rochel there is no chorus because there is no chorus in Nituk from chorus to love so there is no chorus so Memele what the love there is what kind of love so he is showing for no shuvin so he's not allowed to marry his own chalutze so Mele Lipailo to Shimen she was Azuro she was Chayu Velavim Kim Shui Bono Shuvin so Mele just as she's Azuro to Shimen so she's Azuro to Levi that is Levi in the future also because of the Kalachina the Hashti the Mutalo Azuro Piyoto Lo Nikos who mentions that Kalachina cases does not make his own lafuses but this is mentioned by the Gemara in regard to discuss it in regard to Sophic Faith in regard to Faith oh so I think Sophic means that there are no Eidim that she was Mizan but the Baal was Mikamehem Bifnei Eidim Altista Mishpaini and then she was Mistero so we don't know whether she's may or not so the halacha is she's asur and those are kosuf sofi kibala it's a nisa b'teresvat until it is nisbarer to the mayim amorim so she's asur b'vat b'nit mil so the mishnah says suppose the baal was mikamei ishti and then she was nista and she was nista and then the baal died without children and she was nifeles before the yotin so she's connected to the woman is yabemi the first mission thing so more as the kasha might is yam nami yibume why shouldn't Shimon the father of Ruben be miyavim Rochel eishes Ruben who they say to something so Rabbi says so Abaye says this is special with a kosu the yotam beitim vol chomo iso mishach Rabbi says that vol chomo gale kalachene yes chobi mutalo the yotalo because if Rochel became asur on Ruben to whom she was always Buteres, she was his wife, but as a result of the king with Stire, she became Asuranin, Buteres Vadai. So to Shimon, who heretofore was Asuranin because of the Yisra of Ishizach, so certainly that she should not become a Teres. She should not become a Teres. So that's the halacha. In Metzchalo b'mutalo, b'yosalo b'kosho. So Teisus applies the same halacha. Here too. So the reason as to why Reuven and Shimon two brothers, and then Shimon was chilek, and then he was mikadesh, and there was a brother that was nevad after the Kedush, Levi. Shimon died. So the Bais says that Levi is chilek to Rochel. But he's not miyavim. Why isn't he miyavim? Because she was Asura Bisa Lav, which Lav? The Nituk from Chorus Lav, of Leivne. So she was Asura and Shime, she was Asura and Shime, the Chilet, so Mimele, and Levi, Roy Kosh, the same Allah. The Kevin Eiro asks here a question. He considered it a very strong question. In other words, he doesn't argue his basis. There's a kalachimer of ineschalo, that has to be mutalaso, goes on the culture. Of course, that kalachimer applies. Of course, he doesn't tell you that the Kalachina applies. But the question is, why does the taste, why does this have to resort to this Kalachina? Here it's another portion that she's asked of. Because without the Kalachina, the same Nisar that applies to Shimon, what kind of Nisar is it? There is a Nituk. There is a Nituk from Kores to Lav. So there is no Kores. But there is a Nisar of Ishesach without Kores. So Mimele, the same Nisar of Ishesach that applies to Shimon should apply to him. Should apply to him. So, that kashe of the Keren Eiro is based upon the premise that when we say, now I discussed it last time, when we say there is a Nituk from Kores to Lav, so what kind of an Iser is it? Is it a new Iser? And the Iser of Ishesach is Poka Lekamre, but to new Lav, that's the Rambam. The Rambam is Matik and the Rambam, as why the Rambam does not mention the love of King Shalibona Shubba Yivne in the meaning of Shishin Samachi Lav. So we see that it's a new love, but so it's not an Iser of Ishesach, but without Kores. And from the Rambam it's much, according to everybody, not only according to Rav Yechanan, but even according to Rish Lakish, insofar as the Chilus and the Chalutza are concerned, there is no machlokes between Rav Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Anyway, it's much of the Rosh and the Rambam, that according to everybody, it's a new love, not an Iser of Ishesach. True, according to Rish Lakish, so there is Ishesach and there is Kores, we got a Shorach and we got a Shores, but we got a Chilus and Chalutze. So there is a Nidu. So the Nituk tells us that there is no Iser of Ishesach, not there is an Iser of Ishesach, but there is no Kores. No, there is no Iser of Ishesach. And that's the reason why there is no Kores. But there is a new Iser. So, and from the Miri we saw, that there is an Iser, of Ishesach. There is an Iser of Ishesach. And even we got in the hills and the halutzim, where there is no Kores, so it's only a tomb of Kores. But the Iser of Ishesach it is. Not a new Iser. A Iser of Ishesach there is. So, Menele, that Keren Eiro's kashe is a very strong kashe if we say that the pshat in Nituk from Kores to Lav is that there is a Nituk from Kores, but it's a Lav of Ishesach. So, Menele, we don't have to resort to Kalachina, that's the Mutabah Asuolo, the Otol in the Koshu. Because just as a Iser of Ishesach applies to the Chilek, certainly it applies to Levi, to Levi. But if we say like Rabban, that Kim Shalibon Shul Yivne implies in Yulat, but there is no Iser Ishesach altogether. And even according to Rish Lakish, but insofar as Chilus and Chalutz are concerned, so it doesn't make any difference. So there is no Iser of Ishesach. There is no Iser of Ishesach. So the Mele, since there is no, whatever the reason is, whether the reason is because according to Rish Lakish too, so Zit in Nefila is not here, this is Ishesach for good. Or that Nefila only suspends the Yisrael Ishesach for the duration of the Zikah. But Ligabe, the Chilus and Chalutz, we have a Zerasakosu of Leivne. There is no Yisrael Ishesach. And it's a new love of Leivne. So the Mele, that new love applies to the to Shimon, but it doesn't apply to Levi. If it's an Iser of Ishesach, so just as it applies to Shimon, it applies to Levi. But if it's a new love, so the new love, the Torah mentions the new love becoming the Chilitz, but not becoming Levi. What is Levi to do with it? So in other words, so the simple teretz, and Teisves is that this Teisves holds, agrees with Rambam, that Kibushel Bono Shubba Yivne implies a new love. But it's not an Iser of Ishesach. So get you out. The Torah mentions regarding the Chayit, not regarding it. All right, now. I went over part of the Meir last time, but there is another part in the Meir that is expressing for the very important thing. And it seems that Rashi agrees partly with the Meir, not completely with the Meir, but partly with the Meir. Of course, we saw that Rashi agrees with the Meir in regard to the question as to whether Alim the Rakshimen, so it's only if it's Leilas Le'achar Chlitze Ve'Kdushin, or even if it was Leilas Le'achar Chlitze before Kdushin. So Rashi and the Meir and Teisvei say only if it was Leilas Le'achar Chlitze U'Kdushin. And then the Miri mentions another shita which he himself rejects, just even if it was Leilad, Lachachlitz, the Kedim Vishnu, still is to be equated with Yibu Lachachanira. Now, the Beir HaShvoi, let's see, as the Miri, in this Miri is page 52, the second column, first column. The Beir HaShvoi, Rabashi Sobalot Yerish Lokish, the Echilis Livente, who are well glad, the Acha because, the Sefer Nichet, the Reishik Rav Shifu, who came to Shabbais with Shitosek, Achilles to live and take, the Chosar the Kitcho Omei, Tzricho Achlitz Omenach, the Roman and the Rodin Kvo, Shari the Kores Hiroi, Elo, my Achim, Achim Ayurut, what's the Reima, Shaneu to Acha Achlitz Ehu Gdush, like Rashi and Teis, Acha Achlitz Ehu Gdush, Uche Rav Shimen Doma, the Yibu, which is Neilad, the Rami Alei, the Yisar Shisach, Vabze Yim Vahakach Nilad, הויל וכשנילד כבר קיצ'ו זה ולמוד צו בישר זיקי על הדהת וישי סוכב של הויל ולומר הוא תרס בזה הרבה לבשינה ומזה הוא אימא יהיה שצריך החליט ואף על פי שבישר משנהם בקבו יש בו עצמו קורס הוצו בישם דהר ובישה סחליט יכול עלי אביס אבל זה שלא הויל שום לא יכול לו להביא כאריס החליט שאין לו אביס זיקי כלום so far it appears that the Miri emphasizes the fact that Levi was Nilad after Chalitze, not the fact that Levi was Nilad after Chalitze and after Miri, but the fact that Levi was Nilad after Chalitze. So it would mashma if the Miri didn't continue with any discussion. So if he stopped here, so then everybody would say that the Miri is Chilik and Rashi and Levi. That if Levi was Nilad after Chalitze, and then Shimon was Nikadesh, and then Shimon died. So it would be like Yim Bakenet. But then let's see. So it continues. V'im Yishum, Eishes Och, Shol Hoyo Bilomei, Hoyo Lukvo Kidei Zer Mikeden. Oh, so now he emphasizes the fact that he was Nilad after Chalitze. First he emphasizes the fact that Levi was Nilad after Chalitze. And then he emphasizes the fact that Levi was Nilad after Chalitze. Hoyo Lukvo Kidei Zer Mikeden. He was never at the vision, not only at the Chalitze. Muteres lay at me. Elo shizuin misyabemes. Hoyu vafam kachabla. Vafi dabni deikala. Elo shiyotam ichal kores lichala. Utsricha chlitze minem. Avo imulad echod meizu shenil tukvo. Vikicho, emo lafu, shen bush of tasting, but kivish lotus. Vio adin, imulad echod na yehudin, acha chlitze vikicho sheniku. Doho, acha chlitze vikicho sheniku. The yehudin, so that's certainly not Meilad Efter Kedushin, because the Meilad himself was the Mikadish. So that means Meilad Efter Chlitz, and he himself was the Mikadish. The home is Le'ashkech HaMikru Rideshet. Harei Yolov Bikores Mitzadish, Yisokim Shloi Milomei, the Omeid Rav Shimon Lachayim. And then he says, V'yesh Nifoshim, at the bottom, Mitaritz Lom Rabonon Dafke, Nila Lachachlitz, Yitaitom Mishkes Rav Shimon, Vezada Shite, Shemaacha Shemimad Lachash HaCholah, הוא קורא זיקת נישואים הראשיים, והבו את ליב מהכן